Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Your kid.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:11, and guess what time it is besides 9:11? It's tickets and turkeys time.
What?
Yeah. Right now, if you're calling number 97... Anthony's got the phones, 800-400-3697. You will instantly win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland starring Kesha and Avril Lavigne on December 5th at the Masonic. Plus, we'll throw you a Safeway gift card.
Ooh,
he's up for you, turkey.
I like it.
The winnings all week at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So lots of chances to win this week. Immediately get those tickets and not have to worry about them. Alice in Winterland is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, December 5th at the Masonic. Win your tickets right now. It's the only place to win them. Here at Alice. So Anthony's answering the phones, but you were mentioning this morning that they're, I mean, God, it's right around the corner. We need, are they spring interns?
Yeah,
it's
they
so
will
sad.
Be spring interns that
Just
we need.
Just as we're in the groove with you guys.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, send an email to Uzette, UZETTE, at RadioAlice.com.
It
cover letter, resume.
Summer goes by so fast because it's summertime. But then fall goes by so fast because we have the vacation time with Thanksgiving
sure.
and Christmas.
I know. It's like the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, it's just constant.
Yeah.
It's crap to do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna start my shopping today, I think.
Are you?
Oh. I'm going to go on Oprah's list of I'm going to get myself a couple Christmas presents so John can like know me.
Oh,
so well,
you're just going
to
copy the link and then...
Yeah.
Send them
no,
to
no,
John.
I'll just buy them.
Because he knows
and I'll
you.
Be like, oh my God, John, thank you so much. You know me so well.
Here's what you got me.
Right.
How do you do it every time? Get me exactly what I wanted.
Oh. I thought that ring was going to be the gift for the rest of the year.
Oh. So that's I don't get to make any more gifts?
No
myself?
More gift purchases, Sarah.
I just want that little hoodie. I want that hoodie.
That's $100. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You can have it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Make sure and tell them what color and size, though.
Don't worry. I'm just going to order it and tell them, look what you got me. Thank you.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Text us anytime. We love to hear from you.
Definitely. We save them all up till the end of the show.
My wife and I are retired USAF. And truly appreciate you guys keeping us smiling for the last 20 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
No matter where we traveled, we always have tuned in. Thank you.
Yay. Wow, that's really nice.
I just was on Instagram right now and saw a picture that Vinny posted. Ooh, and I saw a picture you posted.
Yeah, I saw Vinny's thing and I was like, oh, I should do that. I put my dad and my cousin.
I think I might have a picture of my grandpa.
We should all do it. Up pictures of anybody who
I don't
served.
Do it every time, but it's something
no,
that
I
thought of.
I love that
so
picture.
Neat.
It's great. He looks exactly like you. It's crazy. It's a really great picture.
My ex-husband, after 30 years of marriage, shopped at the Dollar Tree and then walked out when I ran to the grocery store on December 23rd.
What?
I don't know. My ex-husband, after 30 years of marriage, shopped at the Dollar Tree and then walked out when I ran to the grocery store on December 23rd.
He was done.
He was
so
over
they were
it.
In the dollar store, and she's like, I got to run over to the grocery store. And he walked out of the Dollar Tree store and just left the building.
I got it as he went to the dollar store. She was at home, and then he got home, and then she went to go to the grocery store, and he split.
Right.
That's how I read that.
Like a separate occasion, but definitely.
He didn't just like run into the dollar store like, I got to get some pack of cigarettes.
He put no effort into Christmas and then split when she wasn't looking, is my point.
On the 23rd. Yuck. I wonder if they had any kids.
I don't know. Well, after 30 years, probably, but that's a terrible Christmas celebration.
Bajello Dugme, pronounced Bajello.
Oh, Bajello.
Is quite popular in Europe thanks to their frontman, Goran Bregovic, being now something like John Mayer of Europe.
Oh, what was the John Mayer
story? For the lack
story
of better comparison. John Mayer, let me pull it up real quick.
Was it about his throat?
No, it was about him. He had this interview and he was talking about making it. And I really thought, you know how sometimes he makes great points and then he keeps talking? So it's one of those where I'll edit it for him, but the point he made is excellent. He's talking about making it in music.
Yeah.
And I think it translates to all business in general.
Whatever you're trying to make it in.
The force that you must put out to break out of your family, to break out of your house, to break out of your town, to sleep on your friend's couch in the basement, to get through that, to not give up. You probably need about four times as much force than people would expect. You really drive through a steel wall, and what happens is you don't know you're through. You're still going hard. If I had to do it over again, I truly have the perspective to know that I was going to make it, meaning, okay, your record's out. People love it. You're good to go. Pull back the throttle. Drop the booster rockets. Relax. You're good to go.
Right, but you're in that mode. How interesting.
And I think that's very true of anybody trying to make it. You get to a point where you tunnel vision. You've cut out all of the life stuff that can get in the way.
Right.
And really what you've created for yourself is this isolation almost where when you come out of it, you go, oh.
Or you don't even know you're out of it. You've come out of it. You don't even realize it. You just keep on going and you're like, oh, I got to the moon.
Right.
There's nobody or nothing around
right.
you.
Right. But
you are truly alone.
To your relationships, you've ignored those.
Right.
You've ignored holidays and all the things.
Sure.
Along
don't worry,
the
your
way.
Parents still love you.
And on the
you.
Other side of it, if you're lucky enough to recognize you're right. finally on the other side, you go, wow, maybe I could have calmed the hell down somewhere
in
there.
I got to keep this going.
I thought that was interesting. He's right to break out, especially against the people who are naysaying you.
Which there always are
you
those people.
You want to make it in music, radio, insert, whatever.
Right, whatever.
Medicine.
Good luck. This person's in there. That person's in there. You think you're as good as those people?
You. Yeah. Mm. I thought that was neat. Profound. And then he went on and on and on. And then I was like,
sure.
Okay, that part doesn't
Well, it happens.
Hurt.
People do that. I know I do it.
Yeah.
You make your point over and over. People are finally like, yeah. You've made that point. Oh, okay.
I just say I heard you the first time.
Yeah, I like when music goes.
Gwen is a hottie. That's all they said.
I know it's time.
Yeah, Gwen is a hottie. He lets the poop out of her.
Nah, that's a weird. That's not romantic at all.
You know, they don't
it's not
seem
sexy. It's not romantic.
They don't seem like they're all hung up on that. They seem like a fun couple. I wish they lived near me so I could hang out with them.
They'd come jam with you.
Yeah.
Or they'd go, could you stop texting us so much? We're busy.
Oh, you got to throw that stick in my smokes?
Well, sorry. I mean.
I'm fun.
Poor Matt.
You're
was
having
like,
a drink.
Can you please get that lady off my text machine?
If he'd ever come over, he would have known how fun it was. It's his loss.
And then back his way out.
Right. If you need to get a hold of Matt, go ahead and go through me. I'm his manager. Oh, all right. Oops. Sorry about it.
He spends a lot of time on the road, and then when he's home, he's home.
Yeah, he wants to be at home.
There's a new news investigation. I don't know if this is true. There was a news investigation on Whole Foods name brand products and how they're not really organic as they claim to be because of the locations where they get their food from. The rules are different when it comes to organic.
Impossible.
So while it may be considered organic to say Vietnam, here it would not be classified as organic. And most of Whole Foods name brand stuff is from other countries. I don't know that any of that's true, but I do know that organic farming, let's say, for example, it's a thing.
Yeah. Like, it's just a strict thing here.
It's really a thing. So, I mean, they have to clear the soil. They have to do a lot in order to be able to call it organic.
Mm-hmm.
So, that could be true.
Yeah. I'm not an organic farmer. I use Miracle-Gro.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
My doctor told me to stop consulting with Dr. Google.
Yeah, Dr. Google's no good. Well, he just scares you, you know? Even WebMD, like when you look on there, sometimes it just gives you the worst case scenario. It's almost like they feel like they have to tell you the worst thing to drive you to your doctor. They're in cahoots.
Sarah, I love you, but as a chef, please remember when you go out to eat on Thanksgiving, that means the hospitality workers don't get to be at home with their families. I always tell people to boycott restaurants on Thanksgiving to remind the owners to stop making people work that day.
Yeah, they're still going to be
working. Love you
all. I'm going to go. Sorry.
You know what? I found myself not traveling because I was working around that time too, and I really did find myself mostly ignoring the holiday in order to get through it without feeling any kind of grief.
Absolutely, I agree.
It's just like, man, I'm just going to work and I'm not trying to go to someone's house and be their guest when I feel like if I just close my eyes long hard enough, the day will be past. You know what I mean?
Not really.
I totally know what you mean.
Just get to the other side of it, man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just another day.
Well, right. Sure, I guess if you're working, you know. What I used to hate is when you'd have to, like, I was doing nights one time when I was doing, to Thanksgiving, and I just had to leave. Like, couldn't have drinks during the day because I had to drive an hour and a half to Fall River. And I could just, bye.
I started watching
WSAR.
Dexter because of Vinny and Uzette. Loved it. Won't spoil anything, but wasn't thrilled with the ending. But what series ever really ends like we want? They did it. They did end it perfectly if they ever want to reboot. You know what? I'd just say the first five seasons of Dexter are epic, and then the last couple, it just dropped off. Mm. And the last...
It happens.
...season, what were they doing?
I don't know, but I remember the finale, and it was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of good fun in that show, but the last season with the sister is just like, what? Oh, why are you doing that? What?
What was he doing his sister?
No, Sarah, it was kind of like that, though. Oh.
Sarah, I love your Chloe so, so much. Sincerely, like,
Kim?
Bring it back.
Oh. Well, if she's ever in the news, I will.
It feels like we're shaming her, though.
What? No.
She was on social media last night or this morning, yes, apologizing to everybody.
So sorry, guys. Sorry about how much noise I make when I'm around. No. Sorry about it.
There's a line between brave and stupid, and the proposal tattoo guy jumped right over it.
Yeah, I don't see that as brave.
I don't even see that as... I don't know. I wanted to just do a traditional get on one knee and ask nicely and see what happens.
Sure.
But
hey,
I guess,
you know,
everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
The young set are trying to get video for
YouTube, trying to go viral.
Dude. I'm trying to get my channel up and running.
Yeah, so I can support us when we're married.
Get a reality show. Oh, oops. Oh, I broke another one. Oopsie.
How long till Vin is selling the house over the poop on the floor? LOL, taking bets. Mm. I am, you know what? Let me tell you something. I moved a lot in my life and recently. Mm. I don't want to move again. I'm going to get over the poop on the floor.
You're always telling me how much I move, but you've lived in more houses since you moved back here.
I have moved a lot. And it doesn't even count all the moves previous.
Sure.
Like, I've moved
a
lot.
Oh, my God. That's all you do
is
move.
I'm over it. I just want to sit still for a while.
Get out the way. Get a new house, bitch. Get a new house.
I just got back from a two-week vacation in Italy, and I miss listening to you all so much. I'm the one who asked where I should start on Stephen King books, and y'all suggested Salem's Lot, and it did not disappoint. Mm. Thanks for the great travel read.
Read them all. Now just pick any one. You know what I think about? Do you read Gerald's Game? I think about that one a lot.
Which one was that?
That's Stephen King?
It's the one where they go to this cabin of theirs, but it's in the fall. Like, you know, the season's over. And the guy, the husband, she's like kind of over the husband. And he, you know, handcuffs her to the bed. And like midway through it, she decides she's not into it. And she kicks him in the chest. And he has a heart attack and dies on the floor. And there she is, handcuffed to the bed.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Barely, though. I may want to reread that now.
Yeah.
Since
I think
I
about that one
remember
all
it.
The time. It's heinous.
When you're handcuffed to the bed?
No, just not even when I'm handcuffed to the bed. I'll think about it just even when I'm not handcuffed to the bed. Oh. Which is most of the time, Yuzi.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, all.
Not
hope
all
you
time.
Had a great weekend. Still recovering from great fun and the Leather Brotherhood. Was the Folsom Street Fair this weekend? What?
I don't think so.
I feel like we would have heard about that.
Yeah.
I guess they had a good weekend, that's all.
My roommate's gotten into surfing, brought on by his girlfriend, and I mentioned why surf shop's closing, so they checked it out while at Ocean Beach this weekend. Thanks for the tip, Vin.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually...
That's too bad.
Rob, the guy, the manager over there, wrote me... I wanted to say thank you for your kind words the other morning on the radio. My wife was listening on her way back to work, as were a ton of other people who texted me. And I listened to it on the app, radio.com.
Yeah. App. Yeah. They listen to a podcast.
And I was blown away that you would even mention us. We are really bummed about how everything has gone down and love that we have received and the love that we've received from the surf community and people like yourself. Really Aww. Made us feel good about all the work we put in over the past decades. Yeah, why surf shop after 50 years? Calling
it,
it
too bad.
A career.
All
at the end of the
end.
Year. Yeah, I guess. So. Let's see. Is there anything else? I think we're caught up.
All right,
we're good.
We'll take a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I got to wear a coat in here. It's freezing in here. My nose is actually cold. The front of my nose. It's chilly. Vinny's in his shirt sleeves. He's just, he's warm-blooded, I guess.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely could not wear that parka all day, every day, the way you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'll take it off sometimes, but most of the time, I just need it. It just keeps me. It keeps me perfect. Perfect.
It's like your little blankie.
It is my little blankie. I love it so much. I was looking at on Oprah's list. There's a really. Do you see that cute jacket that's on there?
What are you doing?
I'm just gonna get some from Oprah's list.
Are you getting paid by Oprah?
I know.
Or what?
What is happening?
Just like some of the stuff she picked out. No, did
what?
You see those?
A jacket?
Like,
what kind of jacket?
It's like a kind of like a parka. Here, let me find it for you.
Oh no!
Oh boy, sorry guys.
No, I'm gonna show you.
You'll
like
it. Get out of here, you guys.
No. You want to see this too? I'll get your approval on it. You know.
I'm gonna say no.
That's never worked.
I'm not gonna give you approval on this for sure.
Side on the second row. See it, the parka.
Right hand side.
Has like lots of pockets on it and stuff.
That's huge.
No.
Yeah, it's a nice big jacket.
It is
big. With a hood and everything.
And I really do like that. A listener pointed out the lady who makes and sells purses. For a hobby or whatever it is you're up to, doesn't actually
hustle.
Keeps all her crap in her jacket.
I have a purse. It's in the other thing. But then, you know, if I want to leave my house without a purse, then I can. But I have like 10 purses that I rotate at home that I made. You know, like if I'm going to something and I'm wearing black, I got a black purse for it. You know, get all my little purses. How's Christina doing with the sewing? Has she got time for that? Or
we
what?
Have had a really... busy stretch. I haven't touched my guitar. I don't think she's touched any sewing, and I think that we're looking forward to the week off.
Yeah, that'll be really nice.
So we just gotta.
The kids have school that week, so that you guys can have a.
No, they'll be off.
Oh,
boo.
So we're trying to figure out. We were trying. We.
Where can we send them?
Yeah.
Well, no. You know what?
Camp. I can send these kids to.
We were trying to think if we should go down and see my mom, but the truth is, I don't really want to travel with a one. We can't drive with a 1 year old all the way down south. So we'd have to fly.
I now wouldn't we're do it around holiday time.
I'm feeling like maybe this year we're just going to stay home
log.
And do
Everyone's
it in our
bed.
Own house.
You should chill. Yeah. Maybe we'll get some tamales.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Some tamales. Let's get some tamales.
You never even had them.
I know. But they looked so good.
They were
and the
delicious.
Kids, the kids were like, those were delicious.
Yeah,
I can't believe
good.
You just brought them home and fed your kids
well,
them.
Well, I didn't mean to. But then that night they go, oh, there's tamales. I go, yeah, you guys can have a tamale. and then they each ate three.
Well, they're growing boys.
Didn't seem right. I go to have one for breakfast the next day. There's none in there.
Ooh, like, I would have made them go out and find me some tamales somewhere.
I should have. Oh, I should make
or the kid. I'm gonna
tell Riley
to
make me. Them. Yeah, make me some tamales.
It takes a whole assembly line to make those.
Oh,
things.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, next time you're at the tamale store.
Pork, please.
Yeah, pork would be great.
You're not doing anything else?
Yeah, what do you got going on? That's just, look, it's a way to get out of the house, Vinny. Yeah, I got to go get the girls
some tamales. Oh, go to the tamale store for you guys.
You got to do it. Sorry, you got to go. You got to watch the kids for a while. All right, have a good one.
I'll try to get there soon.
All right, well, enjoy your Monday, everyone. Everyone knows it's the best day of the week. Enjoy. Embrace it. It's amazing. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.